Standing Strong, written by Fiona McCallum and read by Jennifer Valetic. Jacqueline hadn't been out for her daily walk for ages, certainly not while her parents had been staying. Actually, she realised with a jolt as she rounded the edge of the rustic golf course, this was her first walk since Jacob Bolton had turned up and attacked her. It was a glorious, cool, clear summer morning. She hoiked her shoulders higher, squared her chest, and took a deep breath. Today she didn't have a worry in the world. Well, except for missing Damien and what to do about replacing her car. And whatever that little nag pestering her was, she just wished it would reveal itself so she could deal with it and move on. Normally, Jacqueline strode at a strong pace. Today she ambled and took the time to really enjoy her surroundings, even stopping to watch a few bees busy with the bottle brush flowers. At the top of the hill, just past where the golf course ended and the now defunct Pony Club's cross-country course began, she stopped and looked back. She had a lovely view of the town laid out in its perfectly symmetrical grid below her. A few streets had broken protocol and were curved, with a few cul-de-sacs off some of the corners and sides. How very rebellious, she thought with a smile. Her mind wandered, imagining the council meeting for the proposed extension to the town and some bold person suggesting a deviation from the original plan.
Well, Colonel William Light's grid style is nice and neat and it's worked well for us, but wouldn't a few curves here and there be nice? Let's not forget, people, this is the 20th century, not the 19th. What we need is a show of progress, a bit of independence.
Jacqueline chuckled. She could almost hear their voices, which were plummy English in her mind. She walked on a few metres down the rocky rise and perched herself on the top rail of one of the jumps. It was nice to just sit. She really didn't spend enough time just sitting, being. Certainly not lately. She'd been on the go the whole time since arriving in town. It was a relief to stop for a few moments and contemplate nature. She listened for birds. Nothing. The only sounds she heard were the rustle of gum trees overhead and the whisper of a car somewhere in the distance. She unscrewed the top of her water bottle. Life really doesn't get much better than this, she thought, as she lifted the bottle to her lips and took a swig. She had a wonderful job she enjoyed and found rewarding, and where she was pretty much in charge. She was being warmly welcomed into a town of lovely, friendly people and had made a great friend in her neighbour, Ethel. More importantly, Jacqueline had found a good man and was sure their relationship would evolve smoothly. She wanted to savour it. Didn't want to rush in and get the stages ticked off too quickly. Engagement, marriage, honeymoon, kids. Only to suddenly turn around one day and wonder, what now? She did think she wanted kids one day. No, she knew she wanted kids one day. But she had a career to better establish. She had spent too many hard years studying at university to take time out just yet. She was young. She could wait a few years before her fertility was at risk.